Why are you seeing those particular digital advertisements? That is still a tough one to answer. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The biggest tech platforms are getting poor grades from a new study when it comes to revealing why we're getting fed the online ads that we see. This is of particular interest in this election year when we get hit with loads of advertising designed to shape our vote, with some of this driven by new forms of artificial intelligence. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The European Union's Digital Services Act requires that big internet platforms like Meta and Google create searchable public libraries of their ads so researchers can see who an ad is targeting, who it's reaching, and what it's urging its audience to do. But the study from Mozilla and Check First, a Finnish research company, found that none of the libraries were fully functional with the tools needed to monitor the impact of big tech on elections. The report said X was one of the worst examples. The researchers couldn't conduct keyword searches in Google's ad library, and Apple's doesn't have information on things like an ad's reach and engagement. None of the tech giants got a ready-for-action assessment from the report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
China's economy had unexpected pep in its step to start the year. Using January to March data, we can now say the economy there grew 5.3% in a year. But today's data show consumers in China are still being careful. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
In the first quarter of this year, China's retail sales, a proxy for consumption, increased 4.7%. That's a long way from the usual 8 or 9% growth before the pandemic hit. Most Chinese households invest in property, and home prices have taken a nosedive, making property owners feel poorer. Some people are also more careful about spending because they feel uncertain about China's high-tech future under U.S. sanctions and the war in Ukraine. Unemployment, especially among young people, is still high. Plus, China has a weak social safety net. People, especially from the countryside, rely on themselves and their families to pay for the high costs of housing, education, and healthcare. That's why Chinese nationals are saving more, and factories here are looking to consumers abroad. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund forecast today that the U.S. economy will grow at twice the rate of its club mates in the group of seven advanced economies, with 2024 growth here predicted at 2.7%. Next best, Canada at 1.2%. But inflation will linger longer here in the U.S., the IMF expects. The winter quarter results are coming in from big banks. Morgan Stanley's investment banking business is A-OK, with profits up 14%, its stock up about 2%. Bank of America profits were down, but better than expected. What it earned from customers paying interest was $14.2 billion more than what it pays in interest to customers. The stock is down 3% here. A good time to review what this means for people with savings. Let's consult Jared Dillian, editor of a newsletter for investment pros called The Daily Dirt Nap. He also teaches in the business program at Coastal Carolina University. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, tax day started the week here, and a lot of people got a little reminder. You know, how much interest income did you earn on your savings account? And it may have been, you know, $2, not enough to even get the form to report to the IRS. You can get higher rates for savings accounts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you shop around, I mean, if you have deposits at the big banks, the big money center banks, you know, those banks are absolutely choked on deposits. They don't really want your money. They don't need your money. They're not going to pay you interest. If you look around for smaller regional banks or online banks, you know, you do have to do some due diligence about the credit quality, and you know, you have to make sure it's FDIC insured, but, you know, you can get reasonably high yields of 3, 4, maybe even 5% on, you know, some of these smaller banks. The other thing I'll point out is that you can have a money market mutual fund, which is basically filled with things like T-bills and commercial paper and stuff like that. And that is going to pay you close to 5% interest as well. And there's also Treasury Direct, which is the government's website where you can buy T-bills directly. That's another way to get interest.
You know, Jared, it's funny. We lived for, I mean, decades, really, with interest rates near zero, especially on savings accounts. And I think many people forgot that if you go to the right place, interest rates can be higher on money that still is pretty liquid that you can take out when you need it.
You know, I remember when I was 10 years old, this was 1984, and I had a passbook savings account at the Norwich Savings Society in Norwich, Connecticut. And I was earning 8% interest in 1984 on this savings account. And if you think about it, if you're earning 8% interest in a savings account, there's really no reason to invest in the stock market, right? So, I mean, the whole calculus around saving, it's a classic decision theory problem. If you can get 5% interest with no risk, or you can get 8 or 9% in the stock market with a lot of risk, what would you do?
Yeah. And by the way, in 1984, when you're telling the story, a conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was pushing 14%. Them were days. Jared Dillian, he's also author of a new book called No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And the historic building that once housed the Danish Stock Exchange suffered a terrible fire today. The Børsen opened in 1624, meaning it was just short of the 400th anniversary. The exchange moved out of there in 1974. It's not clear yet what caused the fire, which is still burning in Copenhagen. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.